True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We head out to the Adeed Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Got Nick Ashew with us here. What's going on, Nick?
What's up, buddy?
I'm doing all right. You know, I was very upset on Monday, and as we sit here today on a Tuesday, I'll tell you this. I love the honesty from Dan Quinn. Ron Rivera is not doing that. I mean, bottom line, Ron Rivera would not admit that he was wrong. Dan Quinn was honest, admitted he was wrong, and I absolutely love that. I really do. And it's a mistake. But I'm not firing him over that mistake at all. I'm upset about it. I probably would have made the same mistake. That's kind of where I'm at with this. But I love the honesty. What about you, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's easy to be honest in retrospect, though, and look and go, hey, my quarterback's arm went the wrong way, and now I feel really bad about it. Like, the reality is, like, this team is in a different spot than they were 3-4 weeks ago. I mean, this is not just a four-game losing streak. Three of those games they've lost by 3 touchdowns. I mean, it's been bad. It's been an ass-whooping, and that's one of the biggest problems here. And I understand that there's an effort to change the culture, right, and an effort to, no matter what, like, keep fighting and keep playing and next man up. But here's the reality of where this team is. The concept of next man up is a great cliche, and it's fun in sports, and it works to a point, and it's a great motivational tool. But this team doesn't have the pieces to just be next man up and keep going. Like, for the longest time, especially the beginning of the season, the 49ers were able to maintain the next man up mentality because they have depth, because they've been building this roster over an extended period of time. Problem is, they haven't been doing this yet, and this team won 12 games last year, and now kind of went into this offseason and into this beginning of this year with the whole mindset of, like, win now. Well, they're a rebuilding team, and they had a lot of luck last year. And don't get me wrong, like, there was talent, and they won those games based on some of the talent that they had, but there was also bad quarterbacks that they faced and the ball bouncing their way. And the football gods are coming back to claim their piece of flesh with this team this year, and it's been bad. And it just feels like one hit after the other in negativity with this team. And, you know, we're sitting here now, and as of this moment we're talking, I don't see any trades with them. But, like, the question is, over the next couple hours, are they going to be looking to sell? Are they going to be looking to add draft picks? Because this team last year was 7-2 at the trade deadline and had 9 draft picks. This year they're 3-6 and have 6 picks in the draft. So you need to get younger. Draft picks are something that really helps. So I'm curious to see if they make any moves by the time this deadline comes up.
Yeah, I am as well. And yet you said, you know, last year they win 12 games, you go all in. I would not change any of the moves made this offseason. I would not trade. I would not take back the trade for Debo. I would not take back the trade for Tunsil. I would not take back the draft picks of Connolly, Amos, Lane, you know, Bill, Kane Medrano. I just think this is, we're getting destroyed by the injury bug, and this is a roster that does not have the depth to handle these kind of injuries.
One, Deebo Samuel, even with the injuries recently, was an absolute steal this offseason. A fifth-round pick for him? I mean, before the Bears game, he was a monster for them. Every single week you were getting stuff. So don't get me wrong. I'm totally with you in terms of the moves they made this offseason. They went out and got a left tackle in Laremy Tunsil, and you obviously want to go out and protect your quarterback. There's only so much that you can do, but the moves they did make worked. But then, of course, the question then becomes, like, would they have focused more on getting more picks or – you know, deals for younger players, or, you know what I mean? Like, there's a different mindset. The big thing for me, here's the big change that would have happened. Let's just play the hypothetical and say the Commanders won 6-7 games last year, right? Their win total preseason was 6.5, so we're looking kind of around that range. Let's say they kind of were in that spot. They're not paying Terry McLaurin that contract. They're trading him, and they're getting picks. That's the big move, I think, that makes a major difference for them had they not won 12 games and gone to an NFC championship game. So I think that's where the mindset really changes, is Terry McLaurin getting paid and you're worried about his age and injuries and all of those things. You're not even questioning any of that, and you're moving on and getting everything that you can get from him if this team did not win 12 games last year. So that's really where it kind of changed the whole mindset, I think, and the mentality of sort of what they're ideas were in the offseason, and you're kind of navigating both roads now, and it's a really difficult spot to be in. At some point, they're really going to just have to continue to commit a little bit more, and at this point, I think it's now of, you know, kind of rebuilding this thing and evaluating the roster that they have.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. I don't think they would have traded McLaurin just because what he means to this franchise. But you go back to the offseason, and that's where things started going wrong as soon as he started holding out. And we should have seen this coming when they got blown out by the Patriots, or when I was at training camp, they did the inter-squad scrimmage, and the offense couldn't score a point or couldn't even get a first down, right? And I think that's where I'm confused at, is where did they mess up on the offensive line? Because on paper, like, left tackle's a star. On paper, right tackle's a first-round pick. I like the center. You got Cosby back. At guard, they may have changed, but they're going with Chris Paul. Like, where was the miscommunication? Where was the disconnect with the offensive line that has been awful this year?
Yeah, I mean, they've been moving guys around. I mean, is Connerly going to develop? Brandon Coleman was all over the place, right? You mentioned Chris Paul getting more of an opportunity. I mean, yeah, I like Tyler Biadasz too at center. And remember, he's going to be up for a new deal soon too, so they've got to think about that. And some of it is, like, remember, it wasn't just – like the receivers that were playing less than full strength in training camp and in preseason. And I know we're 9 weeks in now at this point, but like the offensive line was all over the place too, and guys were getting moved around. So some of it is like you miss that time to evaluate the best position and the best situation for every player. Like, I'm not an offensive line coach, so I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I can evaluate it better than them. But what we can say is just what you said, like what went wrong, and it's figuring part of that out. And the rest of the season is going to be based on that. And I know guys aren't going to go out there going, hey, well, I hope we lose so we get a really good draft pick. Like, that's not how it works, you know? But the front office will evaluate things a little bit differently than maybe the players are that are actually going out there to play.
Nick Ashew with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. The important question is, should Jaden return? My initial answer was, yes, he needs the snaps, needs the reps. I just don't think they can protect him. And so my take is, if Marcus Mariota can play over the next month and be protected and they can get the running game going again, then I would bring him back. But if they're still having protection issues, I'm holding him out.
You need to look at where this organization is, you're right, at that point in the season. If it's a totally lost season, don't rush your quarterback out behind an offensive line that you don't trust when Marcus Mariota can handle the offense to a degree. Like, I'm totally with you in terms of the, like, yeah, he needs the reps, but in reality, he needs quality reps. And if there are reps behind a banged-up offensive line and this injury bug continues and you don't have Terry McLaurin and Debo's still banged up, or maybe he's out, then, like, are they quality reps, or is it just, let's just reset this thing and get back together, you know, in the offseason and in training camp next year and start thinking down the road? Because this front office has been thinking about next year for a while, so it's not like they don't already have kind of an idea of maybe a timetable where it's going to be. But I think it really comes down to evaluation. Like, let's say this team goes on some magical run. I mean, who knows? We've seen it before. We've seen them at 3-6 win 10 games. It has happened. It happened in 2012, you know? But it's rare. So if there's a situation where this team starts to get healthy again and everybody else around Jaden Daniels is healthy, I think that's when you consider bringing him back. But you only do it if it means something.
I still think there's a chance you bring him back if it means nothing, but if you're playing better as a team and then you can end the season with momentum and maybe some divisional wins. We got Nick Ashew on the line. Nick, we're going to put you on hold for a second because we have a blockbuster trade. Breaking news in the National Football League.
Breaking news on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
The New York Jets have certainly punted this season, the start of the Aaron Glenn era, but they are building for the future. First, Sauce Gardner gets traded. Now, New York is trading three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Quinyon Williams to the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys, desperate for help on the defensive end, get a Pro Bowl at left at defensive tackle there. That is the second big trade the Jets have made. Blockbuster part two for the Jets. First, Sauce Gardner out. Now, Quinyon Williams to the Cowboys. That's breaking news, according to Adam Schefter here on The Fan. Nick, let's transition to the NFC East as a whole here. I mean, Dallas looked awful last night. Do they have a chance to make the playoffs with this trade?
I mean, it helps them defensively, but does that make them go from the worst defensive team in the NFL to, like, top 10, top 15? Probably not, but it certainly shores up, you know, some of their issues that are there. I mean, you mentioned the NFC East as a whole. I mean, you have other teams that are being aggressive right now. I mean, Dallas is certainly being aggressive, and we know what Philadelphia and Howie Roseman's going to do. They've already made multiple trades. Whether Jair Alexander gets more snaps than he did in Baltimore, you're still going to, like, they're still just adding depth, and they're constantly aggressive. So think about this, too. If you're Adam Peters and you're this Washington front office, you're competing with at least one organization in the Eagles that you know is going to constantly be active on the trade market and free agency and draft well. And, like, you're not just competing against yourself. You're competing against the Eagles for an organization that could be doing this for years and years down the road. We know who the Cowboys are, and they can't get out of their own way, and they'll make some flashy moves. And I think the Quinyon Williams addition is nice. That's great, but, like, they still have a lot of issues defensively there. It's more than just one of those. But I think Dallas has enough talent, especially offensively, where they can squeak by in games, where they can win something. I know last night wasn't a great, you know, sample, but I will say this: George Pickens every week, take the over on receptions and receiving yards. But, like, they've got the offense to be able to do that. I think that's still where their bread and butter is just beating teams with all of the talent they have offensively.
Yep, but with Dallas now 3-5-1, it sure feels like the 22-year trend will end, and the NFC East could have back-to-back division champions in the Eagles.
It's feeling more and more likely, and it's probably inevitable that they start winning a lot more of these divisions because they're the one organization out of everybody in the NFC East that has their stuff together. You know, like, they've got a plan, they've got a foundation, they've got a blueprint, and they've been building this thing for a while, and the rest of the teams are playing catch-up with the Eagles in the division.
I'm seeing reports here. None of this is legit, but let me ask you, would you consider...
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Better trading Deebo Samuel today.
Oh, man. I mean, again, that goes back to what the mindset is, right? Like, are you completely punting on the season and looking
for you have to.
Yeah, but what? Okay, but Awad, what are you getting? What are you getting in return? Like a 6-round pick? Okay, then so what? Like,
yeah. Well, he's not going to be here next year, right? I mean, he's played well enough. We both agree that somebody will overpay for him.
There's a good chance that that's the case, and that's fine. But again, that goes back to what I'm saying. If you're punting on the season, then you also can't bring Jaden back. Then what's the point? So that goes back to the initial thing that I said. Like, if you're punting on the season, then lean into it and get the picks. Go all in and get younger, and then trade Deebo. But then you've also got to manage this locker room. Who is going to be out there, and who's going to be motivated to play? So it's going to be the young guys on the roster that you do have, and you got to keep some veterans motivated on top of that. So it's a tough needle to thread. So listen, I'm with you. Like, you're 3-6. You ain't winning this division, and you're probably not making the playoffs, barring a miracle for Marcus Mariota. So then trade everybody and get a ton of picks and move forward, but that also means I don't want to see Jaden Daniels out there when this team is like 4-11 and they're talking about like, well, let's bring him back for meaningless snaps when half the offensive line's out. So they got to like fully lean into whatever the plan is the rest of the way.
Yeah, see, that's the only part where we disagree is I think Jaden needs the snaps. He needs to have the confidence that he can play a full NFL game without getting hurt again. And I'd like that to happen this season. But if the offensive line is banged up, that's another reason to hold them out. If you have absolutely zero weapons because you traded Deebo Samuel and McLaurin's not back, that's another reason to hold them out. So I guess it's just, you know, we'll wait and see with this one. Nick, thanks so much for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Anytime, buddy. Talk to you soon.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 AM 105. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. And we go to the home of the Virginia Cavaliers, all things UVA football right now. Preston Willett is with us on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. What's going on, Preston?
What's up, Adam? All things football, a little bit of basketball. It's that time of year.
Yeah, were you at the basketball game?
Yeah, there for opening night of the Ryan Odom era.
So I was interested in the minutes that were given out. Like, I was kind of surprised to see so many for Chance Mallory, but I feel like the story of the game has to be Testa Ritter coming in as a 22-year-old freshman and leading the Hoos in scoring.
Yeah, I think I like you that you used the freshman there. Not quite a freshman, but... the impressive part about him is, like, Odom talked all offseason, like, this guy's like a bully ball kind of guy, but he's got some really fancy footwork, you know, some of that Euro training. He said he grew up as a center, so, like, him and his brother would be, like, in the post all the time, like, working out and stuff. So he's got some good footwork. Yeah, 21 points, 10 rebounds, really nice debut for him.
Yeah, absolutely, and I thought it was pretty cool that you tweeted out that Tony Elliott, the football coach, and Ryan Odom, the basketball coach, have a good relationship. They text each other after every UVA game. I'm excited for the Odom era. How did the crowd deal with the full court pressure and the up and down pace of the Odom offense?
Well, I think it took a little bit of adjusting, but by the end of it, you know, they got a shot clock violation at one point, and so the crowd immediately went into, like, you know, auto mode, and, like, they knew exactly what to do for that, so, like, that was probably one of the biggest cheers of the night, maybe after Chance Mallory, the hometown kid, hitting back-to-back threes in his debut.
All right, so let's get to UVA football hosting Wake Forest, and I said this game has got to be sold out. The crowd has got to be super loud. All the students on campus have to be in attendance because UVA is on the cusp of doing something incredible. I say they win out. Three more games, they're a CFP team because I'm not blaming anyone for losing a championship game that others don't play in.
Yeah, no, for sure. I would 100% agree with you on the championship game. Like, it never makes sense to hold that against someone. And I think maybe the college football playoff committee is kind of learning that lesson along the way. So Hopefully that's not a factor towards the end of the season. But yeah, I mean, that, like, that's what it comes down to, is winning out. You've got three games left this season, home against Wake Forest and a really big, you know, Saturday night game, 7 o'clock on ESPN. Then you've got at Duke, which is going to be another, you know, big network game on either ESPN or ESPN2, and then you're home against Virginia Tech at the end of the season. So, like, three really big games that, you know, all eyes are going to be on Virginia now. Like, you're not surprising anyone anymore. Like, you are the top dog in the ACC. You're the top-ranked team in the ACC. You're the only undefeated team left in the ACC. So you're going to get everyone's best shot down the stretch here.
Chandler Morris, how do you think he's doing health-wise? I thought that was one of his better games. Like, maybe he has turned the corner on the injury he's been dealing with for a while now, with better completion percentage than we'd seen in a few weeks. And he ran the ball successfully as well.
Yeah, I think he had six carries for like 38 yards, including one in the end of the first half where it was like a design quarterback draw, and he got like a big 18-yard carry. It put him in field goal position. Of course, you know, they missed the field goal, so they didn't get it. But yeah, I thought I was really encouraged by his play. And I had asked him actually earlier today, like, you seem like you slowed down a little bit. Like, you know, in the UNC game, which he told me was the worst game he's played as a quarterback, he felt like, you know, he was kind of sped up. You know, the pressure was getting to him. He was, you know, trying to make big plays, not taking what's in front of him. And against Cal, like, the most impressive part to me was he was finding the checkdowns. He was finding, like, the guys just to pick up some yards and kind of keep the drive moving. And that's what Virginia needed, just put some long, sustained drives together. And I think that's one of the big reasons why the offense just looked so much more productive, is because they were just on the field more.
Wake Forest is a good team. They're 5-3 on the season, 2-3 though in the ACC, and they're going to want to run the football. I think this is going to be a big test for UVA's rush defense.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Demond Claiborne has been one of the best running backs in the ACC for past couple of years now, you know, out of King William, not too far from the Richmond area, of course. He's a load, and Virginia had trouble with him last year when they played Wake Forest early in the season, and Claiborne was kind of just having his way against this Virginia defense, and then, you know, Wake just stopped handing him the ball towards the end of the game, and that's what allowed Virginia to kind of make their comeback and win that game last year in Winston-Salem. So, you know, he's going to be a big focal point for this Wake Forest team when he's healthy out there. But Virginia, as far as run defense, like, they've been vastly improved this year. They only allowed 8 rushing yards to Cal last week on the road in the entire game. So the run defense has been much improved. And, you know, I was kind of talking to some people, you know, why would that be? Why have they made such a big adjustment? And one of the things I kind of threw out there is, like, you know, they switch so many, rotate so many guys on the defensive line right now. They've got, like, they can keep the run defenders out there on first and second down, and then take them off on third down so they can get a breather, and then put them back out there. So they have their best run defense out there on the field in those downs. So they're a little bit more, you know, capable of kind of slowing the other team's rushing attack down.
Preston, I got to ask you the difficult question here, which is, look, this is an incredible season, and I'm locked in on UVA football. I mean, I am having so much fun watching these games. But how much of this success is sustainable? Correct me if I'm wrong, they're going to have to find a new quarterback next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big question kind of hanging over all of this, because, I mean, you've got you know, Daniel Kalen kind of waiting in the wings. He's a younger quarterback that, you know, I think they really like his progress and kind of how he's been preparing this year. And, you know, if Chandler Morris ever got really seriously hurt and couldn't play, they're more than happy to go to him. But at the same time, it's like, all right, well, do they want to go get another veteran quarterback next year to compete with him? That seems like the most likely approach that they'll take. But yeah, throughout this whole season, it's kind of been the looming question. It's like, all right, this is great, but, like, how do you keep this going? How do you sustain this? Well, they got another couple million dollars a few weeks ago and another anonymous donation. And one of the big things that the general manager, Tyler Jones, has been talking about is, like, his job, and then also the assistant general manager, Justin Sparrows, their job is that, how do you sustain it? How do you keep this vision long term? So, like, they're allowed to think long term. Tony Elliott is always, you know, 1 week ahead, you know, looking at the next opponent always. But the bigger picture stuff that's going on in that general manager front office kind of thing setup that Virginia has now. And so they're looking at it. How do you sustain this? And I know long term they want a lot more of it to be about the recruits that they get out of high school. in developing those guys. I mean, you look at this team this year, and as many transfers as they brought in, there's just as many, you know, guys that they brought in and have developed. Mikhail Boley at left tackle, Cam Robinson, of course, like, he's probably the shining example of that. So that's what they want to be core, but, you know, they're obviously going to be players in the transfer portal like they showed this past year.
Yeah, I think a big way to sustain this success is the transfer portal and using the money that you're getting with these donations to the program. I'll be honest, I think the quarterback for next season's not on the roster. I think there's going to be an exciting young talent that sees the success that Chandler Morris has had under Tony Elliott.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
And wants to be part of it. So I think for, like, biggest skill position players, they should go to the transfer portal, go to guys that are not getting playing time in the SEC or the Big Ten and use that money. And we'll see. I mean, everything's changing, feels like, every day in college sports right now. But I do think the education you're going to get at Virginia should be able to help them out, plus the money.
Yeah, the money is a huge part of this. I mean, I can't remember the exact figure, but they've more than doubled the amount of money they got in, like, the first last decade at Virginia in terms of donations. So, like, there is a huge investment in football right now that we just had not seen before at Virginia in, you know, maybe ever, in just the last couple months, honestly. And so, like, they have the money, the ammo to go into the transfer portal. And that's, like, one of the things you're seeing right now is some of these, you know, long-held doormats in college football, programs like Vanderbilt, Indiana, and Virginia are kind of fighting back now, and they're like, hey, this is an equal playing field to a certain extent. Like, we can go out there. But you do have to keep in mind, like, at the same time, the transfer portal give us and it take us, you know, not every year are you going to be able to put together a great transfer portal class. Sometimes they just don't work out.
Preston, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Absolutely, I'm anytime.
Yep, that's our buddy Preston Willett. Follow him on Twitter at Preston Willett. Check out the work that he does covering UVA. Does a great job as a writer for the Sabre and host of Who's On the Podcast. You're listening to AWOT on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOT Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. Let's take a look at the Washington Commanders NFL trade deadline tracker. Yeah, it's empty. Silence. Washington has not made a trade yet. We hold 6 draft picks for next season. The rumors are Andrew Wiley and Nick Allegretti. But the very interesting one to me that's popped up recently is that teams like the Bills and others are interested in Deebo Samuel. And you gave up a fifth-round pick for Deebo. If you could get a third-round pick, I absolutely think you need to pull the trigger, because this season's over, and Deebo has been good enough that he will get overpaid next year. Because if De'Ami Brown's getting overpaid, Deebo Samuel's going to get overpaid. And so I would certainly consider it. We'll let you know the latest as it happens here around the NFL. The big trades, both of them have involved the New York Jets. It's a Tuesday, November 4th, here on AWOD Radio. Get out and vote. We don't like to keep it political. Let's vote for the best touchdown here on a Touchdown Tuesday.
Touchdown Tuesday. All the best scoring plays from the biggest showdowns across the National
Inside
Football League.
Into the end zone for a touchdown.
Straight into the end zone for an unbelievable touchdown.
At the end of the day, all that matters is getting into the end zone.
Take it all the way for a touchdown.
Touchdown Tuesday on AWOD Radio.
All right, let's start with the combination of quarterback and receiver in L.A., coached by Sean McVay. Matthew Stafford is our passing leader. He has 21 touchdowns on the season, leading all quarterbacks in the National Football League. And his favorite weapon right now has been the veteran, Devontae Adams, who now leads all receivers with 8 touchdowns. And it feels like Devontae's got most of his in the last few weeks, including 2 over the weekend.
First and goal from the 3. Stafford, Adams, touchdown. Corn in the backfield, first and goal. Stafford looking for Adams in the end zone. He's got it. Touchdown. His second today.
Touchdown.
Just feels like Stafford can find Adams around the goal line whenever they need a touchdown. He's also got another weapon in Puka Nacua. Stafford to Puka, 39 yards, and a tutty on a Touchdown Tuesday.
Nacua in motion from the 49. Stafford fires downfield. It is caught. Touchdown!
Now, our running back leader is Jonathan Taylor, but he was kind of blanked over the weekend by the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I want to highlight Rico Dowdle, because he gave me a big win in fantasy football, and he's just been a big surprise for the Carolina Panthers. That was pretty much the upset of the weekend. I think Stubb lost because you picked the Packers.
I lost because I picked the Lions.
You lost because the Lions, but we lost someone in the survivor pool because they picked the Pack, and so Rico Dowdle scores twice. We honor that on a Touchdown Tuesday.
Boss Dowdle knifing through for the touchdown, and the Panthers take the lead on the road. Now it's Dowdle right back into the game and right back into the end zone, his second of the day.
Touchdown Tuesday!
Let's get over to the college ranks here, and shout out to Jamari Taylor at UVA that has moved into a tie for fifth place in our Touchdown Tuesday leaders poll at the running back position. Jamari Taylor on a 25-yard run scores for UVA.
Definitely, that was a nice solid tackle. Here we go, third down.
Give it to Taylor right up the middle, and he is gone. Touchdown, Virginia, on a 25-yard sprint.
He's got 11 tutties. Mark Gronowski at Iowa has 11. Kawan Lacey at Ole Miss has 13. Blake Horvath at Navy has 13. Haynes King at Georgia Tech is the leader with his 14 touchdowns, and he got into the end zone here. He's thrown for a few, but he's run for even more for Georgia Tech. In a loss, here's Haynes King into the end zone.
100 yards of offense, no turnovers, and 5 touchdowns. King, right up the middle for a touchdown.
Touchdown, Georgia Tech. Touchdown, Yellow Jackets on a Touchdown Tuesday. Stubb, who would you like to highlight here at the college rank?
Yeah, we don't think much about UConn as a football school, but Skylar Bell takes over the receiving touchdown leader list at 13 now. I think he had 2 or 3 on the most recent game. Yeah, he's kind of balling out there.
And the yards after catch to pick up a first down.
23 yards. The pump by Fignano looking deep.
Bell wide open, and he sidesteps his way into the end zone for a touchdown.
Cyrus Allen at Cincinnati has 10 tutties, but they took an L this weekend. And Elijah Surratt, 10 with Indiana. And Fernando Mendoza seems like he's the new leader in the Heisman Trophy race. And he's got 25 touchdown passes as the quarterback for one of the top-ranked teams in the country, the Indiana Hoosiers. But it's Sawyer Robertson who is the tutty leader. The quarterback for Baylor found his wide receiver, Michael Trigg, on a 13-yard score.
Sawyer throwing to the end zone! And touchdown, Trigg! Touchdown! Tuesday!
Let's go back to the National Football League. Dak Prescott has 17 touchdown passes. Aaron Rodgers, 17. Bo Nix, 17. Drake May, Mahomes, and Jared Goff all have 17. Herbert just ahead of those guys with 18, but like we said, Matthew Stafford's the leader with 21. I wanted to highlight the play of Brock Bowers. And you're not going to find Geno Smith on this list for touchdowns, but you will find him on the list for most interceptions with 11. But he's got one of the best weapons in football at tight end in Brock Bowers, and I wanted him in Washington
back to
so
form.
Badly. And yeah, he gets healthy and he gets rolling. He's just so good after the catch. Here is Brock Bowers rumbling and stumbling into the end zone for 6.
Clock are the Raiders. Smith throws. What a catch! It's Bowers! Brock Bowers has a Raider touchdown!
Now, at rushing touchdown leaders, Josh Allen has gotten up to 7. He's tied with his running back, James Cook. So together, the Bills leading with 14. But Javonte Williams had 8, and the reason I brought him up was because I couldn't believe. Now, again, I couldn't watch this because of YouTube TV, but I found a way. And did you see the Cardinals players calling him ass after he fumbled? They just kept saying Javonte Williams is ass. It was like my friend group. That's our big term for when we don't think a football player is very good. So Javonte Williams, though, is tied for 3rd with 8 touchdowns, but he had a key fumble last night in the Monday Night Football win for the Arizona Cardinals. And then we got to do a sad story here on Touchdown Tuesday. Tucker Kraft will no longer continue to be one of the leading receivers with touchdowns at the tight end position. He is lost for the season. And that's kind of the big reason why I said as my overreaction that the Packers are not legit Super Bowl contenders without Tucker Kraft.
You know what? I had forgotten that. He has been the number one weapon.
Yeah.
And he's balled out this season.
Yeah, he has. Jake Ferguson has 6 tutties for the Cowboys. T. Higgins with 6. Quentin Johnson with 6. And he's been really good for the Chargers, who played much better over the weekend. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio. That was a Touchdown Tuesday here on a November 4th. If we missed any of the big touchdown calls from the weekend that was college football and the NFL, give us a shout. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910. The Fan now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. And if Washington makes a trade, we're going to bring it to you here. We've seen the Jets make a few trades. The Cowboys went to try to improve their defense. If I were Adam Peters, I would be looking to sell off a few pieces here and look to the future with draft picks. But last night was the start of the VCU basketball season, and I got to say it was so much fun to be back there at the Stew. I love doing the pregame show, the Good Feet Store tip-off show, live from the Commonwealth Room, filled with season ticket holders, donors, and diehard fans of Ram Nation, and that was a terrific performance, 103-74. I can completely get used to seeing my team score 50-plus points in each half. But I wanted to say thank you to the listeners. They came up to me, and Stubb, they said, AWOD, I'm sorry for your loss. And, I mean, I literally got it from 3 people at least, maybe a 4th, because I think one of the VCU student media guys, Marcus, came up to me also and said that. And they were acting like I lost a loved one, because everybody knows how passionate I am about the Commanders, and I live and die by every snap, by every game, by every season. But you know what? I do love Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
And it did feel like that. I mean, so I did really appreciate that from people. I mean, it has been a tough season.
Now.
It has been a disastrous season. And, yeah, when he got hurt, I mean, I was being honest with you guys when I said I got sick. Like, I got sick. Sick to my stomach. Had a tummy ache.
Inside, we have a lot of issues, like D.C. and Richmond reporting. But the national and outside perspective of this team is, oh, I'm sorry you're so injured.
Right.
Like, no one's like, oh, your D.C. sucks. It's like, oh, my God, they're so injured. And Right. That's kind of the start and end of it.
Yeah, I mean, because when you look at the list, it's incredible. And especially compared to, like, other teams in the league. But, like, I'm going to go through a few of them right now. So, Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, Deebo Samuel's missed a game. Luke McCaffrey's now done for the season. Those are five guys offensively that are all supposed to play.
Don't forget six without Sam Cosmi to start.
Yep, to start the season. He's missed six games. Austin Eckler's now missed seven. He's not coming back. John Bates missed two, and I think that was a bigger deal than people thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
That is when the rushing game fell off, when John Bates got hurt. Colson Yankoff's a backup tight end, but he's missed two games. Dietrich Wise, out for seasons, now missed seven. Dorrance Armstrong's already missed two. Javonte Jean-Baptiste has missed five. Jonathan Jones was brought in to be veteran help at cornerback. He's only played, I think, three games. He's missed four. Lattimore's now lost for the season. Will Harris came in and broke his leg, and they're saying he's back in the building. I don't think there's any chance he returns this season. He's already been out six games. Percy Butler's missed a game, and kicker Matt Gay's missed a game.
And Louvre's suspended.
And Louvre's now suspended. And that suspension is just such baloney.
Yeah.
Because here's why it's bull. Because they never called it a hip drop tackle. If you get three penalties on you in a 3-week stretch and then the NFL decides to fine you, fine. Or suspend you, fine. But if your referees aren't competent enough to throw the damn flag, then you should not be able to go back, look at the film, and suspend him. You could go back, look at the film, and fine him because you said, yeah, our refs missed it. But you're telling me you suspended him after your refs missed three hip drop tackles?
Yeah. And I mean, have they ever flagged it? I don't think
they haven't
flagged
him once for it.
They haven't flagged anyone ever.
They've flagged a few people for it this year, but not very often.
Yeah.
And for Luvu, especially the one against Seattle, it looked like a player ran into him and he dove on him.
It was a dive.
And he fell down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then let's be honest, Jaden Daniels has gotten hurt from hip drop tackles already three times this year. Packers hip drop, the game against the Cowboys, hip drop, and then this last one against the Seahawks. I mean, that guy literally was on the ground and brought Jaden down with him
couldn't be
and
more
tore
dropped.
Up his elbow. Yeah, so no fun league, not for long league, just completely screwing over Washington right now. Every day on AWOD Radio, we highlight the biggest sporting event of the night with Game Day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day.
All right, I won't throw to Jay Money here. See what you would highlight in the sports world tonight. I know you're following JMU football closely. Are you a hoops head like myself, watching college basketball?
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to get into college basketball. That's the tough one. There's so much going on, especially early season. You don't know what are must-watch games. There are so many teams that just come out of nowhere.
Yeah. Last night, I freaking loved the BYU-Villanova game. Oh, it was so entertaining. A.J. DeBonsta is the real deal Holyfield. 21.6 rebounds. He single-handedly took over for BYU in the second half. And after losing to BYU, when I had zero respect for them, I now have all-time respect for BYU and that basketball program. And it feels like they're the new Gonzaga out there with the talent that their coach is bringing in. And, I mean, don't sleep on Villanova. We saw how good they were in the exhibition against VCU. Kevin Willard's got a lot of talent. But BYU won 71-66, which was an excellent game last night. The field of 68 guys have done pretty much 24 hours straight of college basketball, starting with an 8 a.m. game on their YouTube network. That was awesome. And there's a great game tonight. It is the Dickey V Classic, the Dickey V Invitational from the Spectrum Center, Texas against Duke. And so that's going to be something that I will keep an eye on. But I know you watch a lot of NBA as well. Any thoughts on the early season so far here?
I've been really surprised by how good Victor Wembanyama's been. I mean, we all knew he was going to be great. There was no doubt in anybody's mind. But the level that he's been playing at, the just unstoppable ability of him, even if he gets beat, you can't get past him at the rim. He's too long, he's too tall, and he can hit it from anywhere. He's just a special, special player.
Yeah. I'm going to point to, I didn't see the Lakers getting off to a 6-2 start and 4-0 on the road without LeBron James, right? I mean, yeah. Austin Reeves has been excellent, and so I think that was the whole thing for them. Could they stay above 500 while they wait for LeBron to get back? But when will OKC lose their first game of this season? Will that be tonight at the LA Clippers? I kind of doubt it.
I don't know. They could just sweep the whole season. That's how good of a team they are. I mean, we saw what they did.
And they're not even fully healthy right now.
Right, and they weren't fully healthy last year either. Like, they're getting more guys back, and it's just going to be impossible to fit them into the rotation.
Yep. The Tuesday night game on NBC tonight is the Magic Hawks, and then the late game is Thunder Clippers. But I've enjoyed these NBA on NBC Tuesday nights, and I know they're going to take over Sunday night football, make it Sunday night basketball following the conclusion of the NFL season. And I know some people are like, I can't believe Mike Tirico interviewed Michael Jordan for an hour and a half, and now they're going to air it 2 minutes at a time. But Michael Jordan, every time he opens his mouth, is like unbelievable ratings. Like, I'm all for it. I have enjoyed the two stories already.
There's always something good coming out of his mouth whenever he opens it. That's why they can split it up into 2-minute segments every single week. It's not everybody that you can do that with. In fact, most people you can't.
Right. I mean, Tom Brady's doing full games, and a lot of times it's not interesting.
Not seeing clips of that online, no.
Michael Jordan's doing 2 minutes, and everybody's locked in, and it's like, I'm like a kid eating candy. Like, Yeah, Michael, tell me more, Mike. Oh, tell me more about load management and how you played every single game. I mean, how cool is that a story that he played because he wanted the guy in the rafters to get his money's worth because he probably thought MJ was overrated? Like, those are excellent stories.
That doesn't happen nowadays. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, that's why he helped build the NBA to where it is today. That's why he's so highly considered in NBA circles.
Like, the NBA had an awesome personality in Magic Johnson, and he's still a great personality. I love him on Twitter and everything he talks about with the Commanders and the NBA. I think Magic is awesome. And then there was Michael Jordan, and since then I don't think we've seen a personality like that. Like, LeBron's personality is awful. It does nothing for me. I did love Kobe Bryant, and he had the Mamba mentality, but it wasn't like heartwarming. It was about grind your ass off every day if you want to be a star. We just don't have a great personality anymore in the league. And yeah, Michael Jordan was that guy, and he continues to be unbelievable television anytime he's in front of a microphone. So I'll highlight the NBA games going on today. We got Stubb with us here. Have you watched any Capitals hockey yet this year?
No,
yeah.
But I do have something I'm ready to highlight.
Okay.
It's Megan Duffy year two.
Okay.
Starts tonight.
Oh, does it really?
Yes, it does.
Virginia Tech Hokies, women's basketball.
Yes, they are hosting Towson. I have pretty good expectations for this season. I think Megan Duffy needed a year to get her feet wet, kind of get used to the program, and I expect us to, you know, be actual competitors again.
Well, it's going to be really cool seeing Elizabeth Kitley on the bench as an assistant coach.
Yeah, it's going to be so nice to have her back. Virginia Tech women's basketball is just such a strong program over the years. They're so fun to watch. I'm hoping for good things. They'll obviously win tonight. But
you know, hopefully they can be one of those teams that compete for the top spot in the ACC. Caps actually have a day off today. They will be on TNT, nationally televised, to take on the Blues tomorrow night. So that's what's going on in the sports world as we wait for the next week of the NFL season to begin. Let's take a look at the Week 10 Thursday night game, Raiders-Broncos. Yeah, that's not great.
I know.
Oh, boy. That is just not great. But Lions Commanders, 425 on Fox. It is the Marcus Mariota show. Dan Quinn will speak to the media tomorrow at 12:30. You'll hear it right here on 910 The Fan. Now, at 105.1 FM, for J Money and Stubb running the ones and twos, I'm AWOD. Granddaddy coming up next.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.